Welcome, dear listeners, to a sacred journey through the pages of God's Word. I'm your guide in this adventure, Steve Kitts, and I'm truly grateful that you've joined me in another session of During Bible Study Podcast. Before we look closer into these verses that will illuminate your heart and your mind today, let us pause for a moment in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we open your precious Word, we look for your guidance and wisdom. May the Holy Spirit be our teacher. Illuminate the truth within each of these sacred pages. Bless all those that tune in today, that they may find solace, inspiration, and spiritual growth through what is shared and explored in your Word. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, and amen. The empty tomb. The first Easter morning, the disciples and the followers of Jesus went to Jesus' tomb where they had placed him, expecting to find a body. But instead, they found it empty. This empty tomb means everything. It is a pivotal event that proves Jesus' resurrection and provides hope for eternal life. The empty tomb shows that the second part of God's great redemption story had just begun. Jesus conquering death itself. So we just had Good Friday not too long ago. Jesus, a trial was then, and horrific crucifixion of an innocent man who gave up his life for ours. He surrendered to death. His death was a temporary defeat on him, but always part of God's plan for redemption. Just as the darkness takes over, the sky went dark, and even the chickens went to roost that day, it says. It was temporary, for a new dawn was dawning, and Jesus' death and ultimate resurrection provided the victory. Imagine the moment when being one of Jesus' disciples on that morning after the, he'd been crucified. They took him off the cross and they put him in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb, a borrowed tomb. The Lord had given up everything for us. His followers had given up everything to follow Jesus, the one that they believed in, and they had saw him being nailed to the cross. All their hopes and their dreams were shattered. Some of them wanted to overthrow the local government and establish a kingdom on earth, and Jesus kept telling them about the kingdom of heaven, not of the earth. Mary Magdalene found out about it, and she wanted to put spices and herbs on him like they had traditionally done to put on the deceased body. But she went and the tomb was empty. Now, one of the things that a lot of people don't talk about, on her way to the tomb, there was a great earthquake. Now, I don't know how common earthquakes were back then, but this is the first mention of them for a while that we read in the Bible. But that didn't deter her. That didn't stop her from going. She still went on to the tomb. And then when she went to the tomb, she found that it was empty. And she even talked to the gardener, the person that was near the taking care of tombs, all tombs around there, not just this one. Sometimes we think of it as being a lone tomb just out in an open area or a wilderness. But there were many tombs there. And they have caretakers, people that take care of the tomb. And she talked to him and said, you know, what have they done with my Lord? And remember, this was an angel that she was talking to. And he said, why do you seek the living among the dead? The angel knew where Jesus had left, that he had risen, that he had taken off, that his power, Jesus' power, raised himself up, the Holy Spirit, quickened Jesus' mortal body, and gave him the power to raise himself back up. It's wonderful that the Godhead, part of the Godhead, was there to help him, strengthen him in time of need, just like it does for us. Whenever we're in trouble or in need, then we have the Holy Spirit to quicken us. And that's the comforter that Jesus had told his disciples that he was going to send from the Father. Now, total darkness couldn't stop Jesus. He was the light. When he came, it was the morning. It was the light. It was the dawn of a new day. When he came out of that grave, it was something new. And from our stories and from the Bible, it tells us that he had the keys from death, hell, and the grave. What a glorious thought and picture. If you could have been there to see it, you wouldn't have been like the soldiers that were terrified and with fright, and they had to go back and report that someone had came out of that tomb with the power and the glory of God. From what we understand, the soldiers got paid off to change their story so the Jewish people wouldn't uprise and revolt against the Romans occupants of Jerusalem. Now, because Jesus has risen, we're not to face death anymore. He took that sting of death away. We will have a mortal death. We will die. But we won't die and go to hell, and we won't suffer the fear of death, because the comfort of Jesus is he'll be with us. He'll take us to that paradise, just like the thief on the cross that was next to Jesus. He said, "This day you'll be with me in paradise." Now, the paradise she's talking about, as we know, is not heaven, but a holding place, a place of peace and wonder, as they're waiting for God to give Jesus the permission to come get his bride. That's when we'll all go to the new heaven and the new earth. Now, it wasn't long after that Jesus appeared to his disciples, and he stayed with them for over 40 days. And this proves that he had a body resurrection. If it would just been a couple days or even a week, they could have said it was a apparition or a spirit or a ghost or something sort of according to their custom back then. But being over 40 days, and we know 40 days is a lot of what signified Jesus's ministry. 40 days in the desert, the 40 years of wilderness for the holy people. There's a lot of 40s in the Bible, and I really didn't want to get in that. I wanted to talk about the empty tomb. That I'm glad that the tomb is empty, and as far as my research, they've never put anyone back in that tomb, even though they could have. It was customary. They could have removed bodies and put new bodies in there if they needed to, because it was owned by certain people, rich people, so they could have done whatever they wanted. But that tomb, as far as we know, has never been reused. It was used at one time for 3 days, and that was it. But now, thank the Lord, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. He is our intercessor. He goes between this world and the heavenly realms to talk to God about you. As we said many times before, your name, your needs, and your cares are being talked to God by Jesus on a daily basis. He's telling God, his Father, he said, "That's one of mine. He has a need. Will you answer that prayer? Will you help them? Will you do stuff for them?" And it's the goodness of God that we get the answers. So, with the empty tomb, the notification that Jesus had risen, and Jesus revealing himself to his followers, and staying with them and teaching them, always teaching. Jesus is a great teacher. He's always giving them more than what they needed to know. Sometimes he's teaching them and they don't comprehend it. That sounds familiar, don't it? Because sometimes God gives me stuff and I just don't comprehend it. I don't get it. It don't sink in. But I wanted to tell you that, thanks the Lord, we have Jesus, that he gave it all for us. We'll close in a prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you're with us and that you sacrificed yourself for us, that you gave us a chance for redemption to come back to the Heavenly Father. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We lift you up. We give you all the honor. In the blessed name, amen. I want to take a minute to talk to you about Buzzsprout. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new market or a channel, may I suggest that you share your thoughts and your ideas with the world. And it's just so fun to have a talk show. Podcasting is very easy, inexpensive, and a fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more within minutes of finishing each recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And a team that they have at Buzzsprout is passionate in helping you succeed. They want you to succeed. Join with over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's go ahead and create something together. God bless you.